A federal investigation earlier this year showed a culture of abuse and hostile work environments within the park's river unit. At a press conference Tuesday at the South Rim, Leonard's laid out a zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment.
And it's all about making sure that the people who work for the National Park Service serve this country the best way that they can, that they protect these resources for generations, and you can only do that in your job if you're secure and you're safe.
The Park Service will soon establish a hotline for staff who experience abuse. Officials will also conduct an anonymous employee survey to gauge the level of sexual harassment within the Park Service. The survey goes out in September, and the results will later be made public. Leonard's begins her new job as Grand Canyon Superintendent next month. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.